Conditions for Clump Survival in High Z Disk Galaxies, by Avishai Dickel et al. We study the survival versus disruption of the giant clumps in high redshift disk galaxies, short-lived S versus long-lived L clumps and 2L subtypes, via analytic modeling tested against simulations. We develop a criterion for clump survival, with or without their gas, based on a predictive survivability parameter as it compares the energy sources by supernova feedback and gravitational contraction to the clump binding energy and losses by outflows and turbulence dissipation. The clump properties are derived from Toomey instability, approaching virial and genes equilibrium, and the supernova energy deposit is based on an up-to-date bubble analysis. For moderate feedback levels, we find that L clumps exist with circular velocities approximately 50 km/s1 and masses is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 8 m sun. They are likely in galaxies with circular velocities as greater than or equal to 200 km/s1, consistent at Z approximately 2 with the favored stellar mass for disks, is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 9.3 m sun. L clumps favor disk gas fractions as greater than or equal to 0.3, low mass bulges and redshifts Z approximately 2. The likelihood of L clumps is reduced if the feedback is more ejective, e.g., if the supernovae are optimally clustered, if radiative feedback is very strong, if the stellar initial mass function is top-heavy, or if the star formation rate efficiency is particularly high. A subtype of L clumps, LS, which lose their gas in several free-fall times but retain bound stellar components, may be explained by a smaller contraction factor and stronger external gravitational effects, where clump mergers increase the SFR efficiency. The more massive L clumps, AL, retain most of their baryons for tens of free-fall times with a roughly constant star formation rate. This was Conditions for Clump Survival in High Z Disk Galaxies, by Avishai Dickel et al.